Hello.
Hello and welcome. Bienvenidos.
Yeah, well, I started playing music when I was 11 years old. When I was, I started playing guitar, and then, I never really thought about doing anything else. Really, it was kind of like once I discovered the guitar and through the guitar music, I was so fascinated with it that it was clear to me that it was my road, my way. So I just kept on going down that road. And when I was a teenager in Buenos Aires, I started playing with some bands and stuff like that where I grew up. And then eventually in 2002 I got signed to ESL Music. That's the record label I'm on right now. And started touring and putting out my own albums.
So tonight we are performing mostly songs from Amatoria, the last album that came out past May. Amatoria, it's a collection of songs about love. I try to approach love from different perspectives and sides. So it's a very intimate set. And if during the concert you feel like grabbing the person that's sitting right next to you, caressing that person, kissing that person, just go ahead, do it. Don't repress it. Let it flow. Very good. Penan sin decir cuántos ríos tendremos que cruzar. Y otra vez, sentados riendo en el bar, tus ojos que me miran con un dulce brillo, sin preguntarme más qué es lo que vas a hacer del ayer. Después de la tormenta inmenso azul de un cielo en el sur, soñado y tan real. Aviones siempre vienen y se van, Buenos Aires, Berlín, Barcelona y más. Todo mi amor en un mensaje de texto va. Y otra vez, sentados riendo en el bar, tus ojos que me miran con un dulce brillo, sin preguntarme más qué es lo que vas a hacer del ayer. Buenos Aires, Berlín, Barcelona y más. Todo mi amor en un mensaje de texto va. Y otra vez, sentados riendo en el bar, tus ojos que me miran con un dulce brillo, sin preguntarme más qué es lo que vas a hacer del ayer. Y otra vez, sentados riendo en el bar, tus ojos que me miran con un dulce brillo, sin preguntarme más qué es lo que vas a hacer del ayer.
The show tonight, it's going to be, as I told you, the acoustic set. It's going to be a guitar and two vocals and some melodica, mostly. We'll be playing songs from the last album, Amatoria, and some songs from previous albums. I thought it was very appropriate to do it like this, because the album itself is very intimate. So this intimate formation was also very, very, it suited the album very well. And I'm going to be performing also some instrumental pieces I wrote for guitar, which have a very cinematographic side to them. Basically that's what you're going to hear, and I think it's going to be very warm and nice, yeah.
Esta noche es así, no termina. Tibio recuerdo tus labios, el aroma jazmín, tu cuerpo en la oscuridad. Tibio recuerdo tus labios, el aroma jazmín, tu cuerpo en la oscuridad.
Gracias. Thank you so much. I don't know how to label it, but I can describe it to you. I definitely have a. You can hear the Latin roots, like tango sound, some bolero, and some other styles of Latin music, mixed with reggae elements or dub elements, and but it's mostly a singer-songwriter style, mixing these different influences I was telling you about, and also using like a classic guitar technique, which because I grew up learning classical guitar, so.
Muchas gracias. Thank you very much.
I think the most important element, it's always the song. The song as a separate thing from all its arrangements and everything. It's the song. A song, it's a melody and it's chords. That's the song and the structure of the song. I like to be able to create songs that you can play on a guitar all by yourself, or you can arrange it for a big orchestra, or play it with a rock band, or with a, I don't know, like a electronic music band, or whatever you want to play with, but the song remains always this song, and that's always what's been really my obsession almost, is to create like a very solid, well-composed song.
So I'm going to steal a few more minutes. I'm going to do one more song of mine. This one is called El Árbol. Este amor que tengo para darte es único, inmenso y puro. Este amor que tengo para darte es kármico, desde otras vidas te lo traigo. Terminé solita meditando bajo el mismo árbol, bajo el mismo cielo de ayer. Terminé solita canturreando la canción del árbol, la canción del cielo de ayer. Y así es como lo quería yo. Este amor que yo acumulaba, tan cíclico, si lo mataba sabía renacer. Dentro de un baúl te lo guardaba, presagiando que un día te lo entregaría. Terminé solita meditando bajo el mismo árbol, bajo el mismo cielo de ayer. Terminé solita canturreando la canción del árbol, la canción del cielo de ayer. Y así es como lo terminé, solita meditando bajo el mismo árbol, bajo el mismo cielo de ayer. Terminé solita canturreando la canción del árbol, la canción del cielo de ayer. Solita meditando bajo el mismo árbol, bajo el mismo cielo de ayer. Terminé solita canturreando la canción del árbol, la canción del cielo de ayer. Thank you.
So I just finished a tour of North America, the United States and Canada. It was very beautiful, but as you know, of course, those are very, very big countries, very vast areas. And so driving from one city to the other would always take very long. So during one of these drives, I was sitting there in the van, and all these ideas for this instrumental piece started coming to my mind. So I started just letting the thoughts come to me and try to put some order. I didn't have my guitar with me, so I had to just think about it, and that was all I could do. So just started thinking about one melody here, one melody there, this arrangement here, this arrangement there. And suddenly I realized that I had a whole idea of the actual piece, right, all in my mind. And when I actually grabbed my guitar later, it was pretty much there, right in front of me. And I also realized by the time I was done thinking about all these things, I was almost there in the city where we were going. And the trip was almost over. So that made me think that once you're focused, time passes in a very strange way. And it reminded me to the words of Argentinian poet called Jorge Luis Borges, who once said that music is a very mysterious form of time. And so this next piece I'm going to play. It's my mysterious form of passing time in a van for about 8 hours.
I don't know. That changes from time to time. When I was a kid, when I discovered music, I started listening to the Beatles, of course. But then I started discovering other music, and I would listen to Wes Montgomery a lot, Jimmy Smith. Then I spent a lot of time listening to Brazilian music, especially to Baden Powell, which I like a lot, and Tom Jobim. But lately, I've been listening to a lot of Nick Drake. I like him a lot, and especially the last album he did before he died. And I've been actually listening to a lot of a Hungarian guitar player from the 60s, Gábor Szabó. Yeah, he did his career in the U.S., but very, very good. I like him a lot. I discover him not long ago, and started buying his records. I became a big fan. Yeah.
I lived in Barcelona, in Spain, for a while, for 3 years. And although most people think about Barcelona as like a never-ending party and a very happy city, when I first got there, I was feeling very out of place because I was feeling very introspective and very melancholic, really, and didn't know exactly why. So I would stay home and play my guitar and write music. So trying to make sense of it all and trying to figure out what was going on with me. Everything that I knew seemed to not make sense anymore. So from that time is that next song I'm gonna play. And it's about how once you, if you're feeling like that, and once you dive really deep into all that introspection and all that sadness, eventually you get to the bottom of it. And you understand what's going on. And then the whole experience becomes a very positive experience. And you come out of it knowing a lot more who you are. This one's called Lluvia, Rain. Puede ser que venga mañana sin tardar. Puede ser que tengas que esperar. Un dolor no toca a tu puerta, sino más. Hay que salir a recibirlo sin pensar. ¿Cuánto se irá a quedar? Y otra vez estoy contando voces. Hay una que me falta de verdad. Lluvia, estoy contando el cielo, creo que este agua bastará. Y otra vez, estoy contando voces, hay una que me falta de verdad. Hay lluvia, estoy contando el cielo, creo que este agua. Creo que este agua bastará.
I usually start with a melody. It just comes to my head, or I'm playing some chords on the guitar and I start singing a melody on top. And once I have that, I polish it and just create the whole thing. And then I start writing the lyrics for it. Once I have the lyrics and everything, I go back to it, keep polishing it and putting different parts in different sections. And maybe I create a solo or some like characteristic melody for the guitar, for the song. And that's about it. Once I have that, I can, if I want to you know, make arrangements for a band or so. I start with that once the song is really well written and everything, not before that.
So this next piece, it's also from Amatoria. It's actually the title track, so it's called Amatoria, of course. And I wrote it a long time ago, and I first thought I needed to write some lyrics for it. I had it there, I never really recorded it, until finally I realized that it was an instrumental piece, and so I left it like that, and I recorded it for Amatoria, and I thought it made a lot of sense. So it was inspired by the silence in a room after a couple made love. Gracias. Thank you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. When it comes to the Argentina, I mean, those are so, like, come out so natural for me that I didn't really mention it. But yes, definitely, Piazzolla is an influence. I think he really did with tango. He kind of like transformed it into this urban and more modern type of music. Then, because it was tango was a very old thing, and he. Without it being without it, I mean, it transformed it in such a good way that it's still tango, but it's something else too. It's like almost like the music for Buenos Aires. It's very nice. I also like Argentinian folklore musician Atahualpa Yupanqui. He's a guitar player and a singer. Very good too. So those are my most mostly influences from Argentina.
This next one is from her first album, Gran Hotel Buenos Aires. Yo me pregunto, mi amor, ¿cuál es la forma que tengo yo? Tengo yo ante tus ojos. Da-da. Más pienso, yo me pregunto, mi amor, ¿cuál es la forma que tengo? Tengo yo ante tus ojos, pienso y cuanto más pienso, yo me pregunto, mi amor, ¿cuál es la forma que tengo? Tengo yo ante tus ojos.
Ah, I did a long time ago. I did a music for theater, and now I'm actually working on some music from some films. Yeah, which I enjoy a lot. It's kind of like a new thing to me. I'm really looking forward to doing more of that because I notice I enjoy it a lot. It's really great. Yeah. Thank you very much, amigos. Hasta la próxima. Thanks a lot. Gracias. Hasta la próxima. Adiós.
Köszönöm, Budapest. We love you.
Az egész világ erről beszél, de nálunk meg is nézheti. A királyi esküvő. Vilmos herceg és Kate Middleton házassági ceremóniája. Április 29-én 11 óra 25 perckor élőben az M1-en.
Kínálat a vasárnapi vallási műsorokból. Örömünk a család, ünnep és tanúságtétel a család értékéről a család évében. Érzelmi sérüléseink gyakran csodás gyógyulásokat is hordozhatnak magukban, Pál Ferenc atya gondolatai. Teológusok Pál apostol útján. Megemlékezünk az egyiptomi kivonulás ünnepéről Pészákról, és felidézzük a Széder tálak történetét.
Vallási műsorok vasárnap a Magyar Televízióban.
A női kézilabda keddöntőbe jutásért a Fradi a lehető legnehezebb ellenfelet kapta. Az első mérkőzés azonban a legendás Fradi szívdiadala volt. A Metz otthonában 4 gólos előnyt szerzett a zöld-fehér csapat a hazai visszavágóra. Mégsem ígérkezik könnyűnek a második mérkőzés, mert ne feledjük, a francia női kézilabda a világ élvonalához tartozik. FTC Rail Cargo Hungária, Metz Handball női kézilabda kek elődöntő visszavágó élőben. Ma 14 óra 25 perckor az M1-en.
Hogy volt? Oswald Marika televíziós munkái.
Röpi, a csöpbe! Meglep megy a fehébe! Meg a tojás van hitre! Hogy kerülhetett még?
Népesés, tolgottam Niagara, vízesés!
Vendégek Csere László, Straub Dezső, Bajor Imre, Hídvégi Krisztina. Hogy volt? Ma 17 óra 45 perckor az M1-en.
Hol vannak az önvédelem határai, avagy Horvátország útja Hágán át vezet az Európai Unióba? Kényelmetlen helyzetben a régi kényúr, nemzetközi segítséget kér az új elnök.
Panoráma. Ma 22 óra 45 perckor az M1-en.
Dr. Kút, akinél semmi sem az, aminek látszik.
Helyedre.
Mi ez?
Ő egy matya, kívül macska, belül kutya.
És mi a legújabb találmánya?
Rugalmasság és törhetőség. Egyben.
De hát, doki, ezt már feltalálták.
Ez a Raiffeisen rugalmas lekötött betét duó. Rugalmas, mert bármikor feltörheti a lekötött összeg 20%-át kamatveszteség nélkül. Most 7%-os kamattal új megtakarításokra. Raiffeisen Bank. Velünk könnyebb.